91X News.
It's 18 degrees and sunny at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. First, it was Winnipeg, and tonight, postal workers plan to go on strike in Hamilton, Ontario. They'll walk out for 48 hours to put pressure on Canada Post to negotiate a deal. Canada Post is now offering to put a controversial short-term disability program on hold, which will be reviewed by a joint union management committee. The two sides are expected to continue bargaining today. A driver in Trenton was found to be impaired after being pulled over for a burned-out headlight. Quinty West OPP pulled the vehicle over on Dixon Street in Trenton early this morning. The officer that approached the vehicle noticed a strong odor of alcohol coming from the driver. 31-year-old Angela Deline of Trenton failed to provide a suitable breath sample. She was arrested and charged with failed to provide breath sample, and she will appear in Belleville Court on June 16th. A business at 150 Sydney Street was broken into overnight. Belleville police arrived on scene at 5:30 this morning and say the front window was smashed. Cash was stolen from the business and police continue to investigate. Conservative MP Andrew Scheer has been elected Speaker of the House of Commons. The Saskatchewan politician beat out seven other candidates for the coveted position, including six other Tories. The 32-year-old says he's honored by the trust his colleagues have placed in him.
I've often said we're all motivated by the same thing. We disagree fundamentally on issues and ideas, but we all do sincerely want Canada to be the best country it can be. And so I've come to appreciate that on a personal level with each and every one of you.
The race came down to a sixth ballot between Scheer and New Democrat MP Denise Savoy, the only woman in the running. Short and direct, that's what pundits say. That's what pundits predict today's throne speech will be. Governor General David Johnston will outline the Harper government's plan for the next 4 years, which is expected to focus on the economy. Monday is federal budget day, but look for that to be little change from the document the Tories introduced before the election. About 200 vehicles were checked in a ride program in Tweed on Marlbank Road yesterday, resulting in two charges. A 47-year-old Tweed man was charged while with driving while his license was suspended, and 55-year-old Barbara O'Connell of Tweed was charged $120 for having an open bottle of liquor in her vehicle. Quinty West OPP received numerous complaints of dogs left in vehicles on hot days like Tuesday and Wednesday. The Ontario Provincial Police are asking all pet owners to be aware of warming temperatures before leaving pets in their car. A forest fire threatening two northern Saskatchewan communities now covers more than 40 square kilometers, eight times its size a day ago. But the good news is the fire is growing eastward, away from Wollaston Lake and the Hatchet Lake Reserve. Steve Roberts, the province's executive director of wildfire management, says fire activity is much reduced near the communities, but the threat remains.
So things are looking better from a fire activity. I mean, there's still a fire on the edge of the town. We still have a fair bit of work to do to secure those lines. But again, we're now looking at things like the cooler weather and lower winds to assist us in doing that.
Almost everyone, nearly 1,200 people, had been airlifted out by this morning, although a handful of residents stayed behind to help firefighting efforts. Assisted suicide crusader Jack Kevorkian has died. Diane Kepley has more.
Jack Kevorkian, the man who became known as Dr. Death for his strong advocacy for assisted suicide, has died at a Detroit hospital. Kevorkian was released from a Michigan prison in 2007 after serving 8 years for second-degree murder. He had claimed to have assisted in at least 130 suicides. His lawyer and friend, Meyer Morgenroth, says Kevorkian died this morning at the age of 83. I'm Diane Kepley.
American employers hired only 54,000 new workers last month. It's the fewest in 8 months as the U.S. unemployment rate rose to 9.1% in May. That offers new evidence the U.S. economy is slowing, hampered by high gas prices and natural disasters in Japan that have hurt American manufacturers. The FBI is leading a new investigation into claims that Chinese hackers have been breaking into email accounts of some U.S. government officials. Ann Compton has more.
Google tells the State Department the company is sure the attacks were launched from China. Press Secretary Jay Carney claims White House secrets are safe.
No reason to believe at this point that any official U.S. government email accounts were accessed.
Officials are required to conduct all official business on office email, never their private Gmail accounts. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
A woman in Ohio has been treated to a birthday party at her bank, where she still holds the same savings account her father opened for her in 1913. June Gregg, who turned 100 yesterday, says young people should follow her example.
My advice would be to stay out of debt as much as you can, possibly can, and it's surprising what you can really do without.
Greg says her father wanted her to learn how to save. That's 91X News. Sports is next.
Calling all cheese lovers.
Canada's leading cheesemakers from coast to coast will tempt your taste buds this weekend at the Great Canadian Cheese Festival in Picton. Friday night, enjoy a county cheese tour and special cheese-themed dinners. On Saturday, choose from 9 incredible full-day tutor tastings, where cheese enthusiasts will learn, discuss, and taste the best in Canadian cheese. Also, there's the Cooks and Curd Gala Saturday evening. On Sunday, it's the Artisan Cheese and Fine Food Fair, featuring over 100 types of cheese, plus local artisan foods to sample and purchase. Wines and brews also available to sample.
It's the Great Canadian Cheese Festival this weekend at the Crystal Palace in Picton. Visit cheesefestival.ca for more information.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. There is just one more sleep to go until Game 2 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Canucks lead the Bruins 1-0 after Wednesday's 1-0 win. Vancouver will have Alex Burrows in the lineup after the NHL elected not to suspend the forward for his alleged bite on Boston's Patrice Bergeron in the first period of Game 1. Dirk Nowitzki showed the Miami Heat the best way he could that the torn tendon on his left hand really wasn't bothering him. Nowitzki scored Dallas's final 9 points as the Mavericks used a furious fourth-quarter comeback to stun the Heat 95-93 and even the NBA Finals at a game apiece. Nowitzki spoke about his game-winning basket.
I actually had a foul to give, so I think I went a little earlier thinking it might foul, and then we have to take it out of bounds. But I was able to get by Bosch and make a layup. That was big.
The next three games are in Dallas, beginning on Sunday. The Toronto Blue Jays will be back in action tonight in Baltimore after a day off. Carlos Villanueva gets the call for the Jays against the Orioles' Zach Britton. Toronto dropped 2 of 3 against the Cleveland Indians at Rogers Centre earlier this week. Winnipeg's new NHL team says it has sold more than 4,000 season tickets in just over a day. The yet-to-be-named team wants to boost that number to 13,000 before June 21st. That's when the NHL's Board of Governors will meet to approve the move of the Atlanta Thrashers to Winnipeg. Tickets for the general public go on sale tomorrow. Pittsburgh Penguins captain Sidney Crosby has been cleared to resume off-ice workouts in a few weeks. The Penguins say he'll begin his summer program back home in Cole Harbour, Nova Scotia, within 3 weeks. Crosby suffered a concussion on January 5th and hasn't played since. He was enjoying his best season, and even though he played in just 41 games, Crosby still led the Penguins with 32 goals and 66 points. Rafael Nadal is still the king of clay at the French Open, and he will be for at least another couple of days after beating Andy Murray 6-4, 7-5, 6-4 today to reach his sixth final in 7 years at Roland Garros. The top-ranked Spaniard wasn't perfect against Murray, struggling times with his serve and getting broken 3 times. But his play was consistent enough to take care of his opponent's defensive tactics. Nadal will face either 16-time Grand Slam champion Roger Federer or Novak Djokovic in the final. Federer and Djokovic, who was unbeaten in 2011, are to play today. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Taking a look at 91x weather. Today, sunny, high 21. UV index 8 or very high. Tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness before morning with a low of 10. Tomorrow, cloudy, 60% chance of showers. Risk of thunderstorms late in the afternoon and early in the evening, reaching a high near 19. And Sunday, a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of showers and a high of 24. At 12:09, it's 18 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.